Braves and Marlins Saturday night. Hall of Famer John Smoltz on hand, part of the alumni weekend. And Mr. Smoltz watched Mike Foltynewicz do things he used to do.
2-2 to Stanton. Foul tipped, and the catcher hangs on for the strikeout. 2-2. Yelich watches the fastball in there for strike three. You can hear Adam Hamari ring him up. Another 1-2, and Ozuna looks at a fastball for strike three called. Marcel's got some words for Adam Hamari as Foltynewicz has struck out the side.
The pitch. And Stanton unloads. High fly ball. This is deep left center. Folks, it's a no-doubter again from Big G. It is up, up and away, and the Marlins have a 1-0 lead. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch. And a line drive left center. Yelich racing. Can't get to it. It bounces past him to the wall in left center. Coming around third is Freeman. He's going to score. It's a double for Nick Markakis. A run batted in, and the Atlanta Braves have a 2-1 lead.
Infield double played up at the middle as Phillips lines one past Dietrich. Base hit left field. Camargo scores. Albie's coming home. He's going to score on a two-run single by Brandon Phillips. And just like that, it's 4-1 Braves. 3-1 to Freeman is hit high in the air, left center and deep. Back goes Yelich onto the track at the wall. Home run. Freddie Freeman. A three-run blast, and the Braves have broken it open.
The Braves take it 7-2. Mike Foltynewicz, a career-high 11 Ks. He has a 1.96 ERA in three starts versus Miami this season. Giancarlo Stanton, one home run shy of his career-high of 37. Giancarlo Stanton's Major League-high 36th home run in the sixth inning gave the Marlins a 1-0 lead, but that was the high point for Miami on Saturday night, as they would eventually fall to the Braves 7-2. Here is Marlins skipper Don Mattingly.
It really does. Both starters really got to that inning, low pitch counts. We kind of finally get the lead and have a chance to, throw a shutdown inning down and maybe do some more damage. And kind of similar, too. We kind of bite ourselves. We don't play good defense again. We don't cover at second. And then we drop an out at first. So we kind of, really a lot like last night. Obviously the only guy who's really driving any runs in is G. JT swings it back good tonight. I thought D was good tonight. That guy was good early, for sure. He's 97, 98, and yeah, he was good. And that zone was pretty favorable tonight for him. He probably got 6 to 10 balls off the plate. When a guy's throwing 98, there's not a whole lot you're going to do with that when you're getting that pitch.
Giancarlo Stanton continues to crush. In the sixth inning, he drilled a mammoth blast for his Major League-high 36th home run of the season. But that was the high point for the Marlins on Saturday as the fish fell to the Braves 7-2. Here is Stanton speaking to the media following the game.
Fulton was on his game tonight. He was throwing hard, mixing a slider good, so we couldn't get to him. And then we let an inning get out of hand, and we lost.
Gee, you were able to, I think he got you the inning before, the at-bat before with some high fastballs, and were you kind of looking for him to stay up there?
Yeah. Throw 100, and they're calling him up there. You're going to stay up there. If you got to be, it's almost like a ball in off the plate. You got to be more on time. You got to be earlier on the ball up, so I figured he would.
Did you figure going in he would pitch you up, or did you make that adjustment after that, those first couple of at-bats?
After first couple.
The Marlins send Jose Urania to the mound on Sunday. He'll be opposed by Lucas Sims.